Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here live at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game, and you always know it's draft season when you're down here at the Tradewinds at St. Pete's Beach. And we're down here with the NC State standout, Joe Selfo. Joe, you're down here. You're with a collection of some of the top talent in college football. What's it like being part of it?
It feels good. I'm just getting ready to go out there and compete this week and try to raise some people's eyebrows, you know.
Nice. For you, I mean, have you always had the size as a young kid?
No, the size, yes, not the height.
Okay.
So I started getting bigger my late in high school and then early in college. So.
Nice. So when you kind of find yourself, you know, on the offensive line, not only that position, but when do you kind of start getting the recognition that, you know, you could get a scholarship, you could go play big-time football?
It was like my junior year of high school is when I started getting noticed. Really just my film got my name out there, and then had a good senior year. I actually signed to South Alabama out of high school.
Okay.
So I kind of took the smaller route to get where I'm at now, but I'm here, so.
What's it like when you get to South Alabama and then you make that jump?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is what I wanted to do. You know, I served my time there. I graduated, and I did the grad transfer rule, which is, I mean, it's the best rule in college football, I think, but I got to go out there and raise my level of competition and challenge myself every week, which is what I wanted to do.
What brought you to the Wolfpack? I mean, I'm sure there are probably other schools out there looking when you made that jump.
Yeah.
How did you know that was the best fit?
I visited several schools, talked to a lot of coaches throughout the time period, but I just felt like NC State had the biggest need for me, and I just meshed well with the guys up there. And the coaches, you know, like when you're coming out of high school, you pick a school not off the coaches because chances are they're going to be there a couple of years,
yeah.
And probably not your whole career. But for me, I knew wherever I was going, those coaches were going to be there for at least one more year. So that's kind of what I based off of, the coaches and the school.
Excellent stuff. And for you, Alina, you know, these scouts, they're going to watch you this week. But, I mean, if they're breaking down filming you, I mean, what are the qualities? What are those traits that you bring to the position where they're going to fall in love with?
I think they'll see my toughness. I missed four snaps and 40-something career starts.
Huh.
My toughness, my passion, you can tell I play with a chip on my shoulder. And then my intelligence, I guess, on the field, my football IQ. Just picking up blitzes, you know, at NC State. The whole coverage or the whole protection calls were on me. So getting those down, we had 16 sacks. So half the battle is getting in the right position, right? So.
Oh, definitely. That definitely is half the battle. And then, like they say, I mean, the center is oftentimes the second quarterback on the field, and you being able to kind of diagnose, recognize what the defense is doing, and being able to rail it to the guy behind you.
Yeah.
So success happens. I asked this question to benefit you. I mean, does anything go unnoticed?
Right here.
What up, coach?
Oh, you doing all right?
Man, that's you.
You gotta like that, huh?
Yeah, he's awesome, man. Great people here.
Oh, yeah, they have some of the best. That's why you're here. But the question to me, what goes unnoticed? Leadership qualities, game film study, maybe the offense you ran where you go showcase other things. I mean, what the scouts need to know about Joe Selfo that they won't know yet?
I mean, they just need to turn on the film and watch, you know. A lot of the measurables, they might not add up to where somebody wants to be, but, you know, turn on the film, watch this past season. I think what goes unnoticed is just how I was able to make a transition to a brand new team in 2 months, and I was a team captain at NC State. You know, so it's like I have so much love for the game, and I think that goes unnoticed as well, you know. Like the scouts or GMs, they're not with me every day at practice or when I'm up there, you know, watching film. That's my favorite part of the day. My favorite part of the week of the game is Monday to Friday night, you know, the preparation that you put in before you're about to go out there and play. That's my favorite part. That goes unnoticed, you know, because, I mean, that's the best thing is knowing where that guy's going to be before he's there. So.
Dude, 2 months and you get named. I mean, come on. I'd be foolish not to kind of endeavor on this
before.
I mean, how do you kind of establish that? I know you didn't go and I'm going to be too captain. How do they rally around you like
that? I mean, I was just myself. I mean, I think that the guys, you'd have to ask my old teammates. You know, I got one here, Jack Tocho. But I guess they just saw that, you know, I didn't come there to mess around, I guess, you know. Like, I came here, wanted to win a championship. I told him my first day I was there. I was like, guys, my goal is to win an ACC championship. I was like, if you're with me, let's go. If you're not, then we'll find somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And then I just worked hard and kept my mouth shut. Not a big talker. I just go to work and you know. I guess they saw that.
Nice, you get me all fired up.
Yeah,
I'm not as big as you, but I want to go run through the wall. The wall would win, but nonetheless, I'd like to try.
At least you give it a shot.
I'd try. Any game tape? I mean, if these guys got to watch a game, I mean, what game would you say, hey, this is the game. If you watch this, you're going to love me.
I mean, you can watch the bowl game this past, the last game we played, Vanderbilt, Miami, Florida State, Clemson. I mean, you know.
Feel confident at all?
I probably say like Vanderbilt, okay. or Miami or Florida State. You know, they have better competition is kind of what I've been talking to. Miami had some good interior guys, so did Florida State. So, and of course, Clemson, you know, they had a great season. Any of those three, four games.
Excellent stuff. And for you, you're down here. I mean, it's a cliche question, but I ask it. You never know what you'll do. But, I mean, what's that kind of impact you want to make this week? I mean, tomorrow when you guys put the pads on, prior to us going live, you said you can't wait to play.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what's that? I mean, what do you want these scouts to know right now? Like, right off the first snap, like, ooh.
Just like, man, this guy's got it, I guess.
Okay,
That's what I want to do, but I'm just going to go out there and give it all I got. And I need one person out of the 32 teams to like me.
That's it.
So, if all of them don't like me, that's fine. I just need one.
That's just all you need. Are you training anywhere?
Yeah, I'm training in, plan on training in Orlando.
Okay.
Tom Shaw.
Tom Shaw does a terrific.
Yeah, so I'm getting, I didn't go down there after the bowl game leading up to this. I stayed in, I trained with a guy in Pensacola.
Okay.
So I'll meet Tom Shaw next week, I guess. So.
And then and away you go, man.
And away I go.
So excellent.
My ball doesn't work out, I want to coach, so.
Like I can see you coaching.
Yeah.
I mean, just in a short amount of time, I can kind of see the,
My dad's a coach, so
you kind of
grew up around it.
Yeah. How much has he kind of influenced you? Helped you?
A lot. A lot. He so he was with the Falcons the last 8 years, tight ends coach in Atlanta, and then so he took this season off to watch me play, which was a dream come true. You know what I mean? Like growing up with a dad with a coach that's his dad, you don't see him as much as you know a lot of people do. So the fact that he was able to be in the stands every game with me was. I wouldn't trade it for anything, man. I wouldn't trade this past 13 games, this past 6 months of my life for anything.
That's awesome. You know, God bless your dad for doing that because Kevin Green got inducted to the Hall of Fame, and he was with Green Bay as a coach. And at the Hall of Fame, I was talking with him, and, you know, he took a step away from coaching, and he said if his son played ball. He said, if I couldn't help my son, he goes, how can I help, you know, Clay Matthews if I can't help my own boy? And I thought, wow. But knowing your dad did it as well.
It was special, man. I mean, it was hard for him, but it was special.
Man,
my best friend, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So.
Well, before we wrap things up, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with us?
Yeah, whatever.
All right. Let's talk about the offensive linemen. You guys are usually known to be big eaters.
Yeah.
Might not be you, but one of your teammates. Who just throws down and bears?
At NC State or here?
At the NC State.
Tyrone Prescott, man. That guy would eat a whole cow if he could. Like, he doesn't stop. I don't know where it goes. I mean, you can see where it goes, but that guy can eat.
What's the most impressive meal you've ever seen him put down?
All right, so our cafeteria, obviously, is all you can eat. And I saw him probably eat, like, 9 plates. Full. I was like, Big T, that's what we call him, Big T. You know, he's a big old guy. He's, like, 350 pounds, man. But he can eat.
Excellent. And female celebrities, if you could take any of them out for a quick bite to eat, who are you taking to dinner?
Hilary Duff.
Nice.
Yeah, nice, right?
Go,
that's more like that's the good Disney girl, right?
Yeah, the good Disney girl.
I don't know what happened to the rest of them.
Excellent. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind Illustrated Creation. He paints cleats.
Okay.
If you could have your cleats painted, what would you want them themed out to be?
Picture of my family.
There you go.
Yeah.
I get that a lot, man.
Yeah, my family or...
Or Hillary Duff.
Maybe. Yeah, or Hillary Duff. No, actually, probably the Hurricane Katrina in the city of New Orleans that year. Because I was in New Orleans when that happened, and that was kind of like a big change in my life. And so that's kind of where I learned how to overcome and adapt to change when that happened. And then I'd probably do something like that, or definitely something with NC State, for sure. So, shoot, whatever.
Excellent.
Either one of those three.
Man, I can't wait to see you play. Once again, Joe Selfa here on the C2P talking some NFL draft. He was kind enough to join us, taking a break from these busy interviews as he makes his path towards the 2017 draft. And it'll be in Philadelphia this year. But a shout-out to Joe. Shout-out to Joe here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.